Good morning and welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. For over 60 years, East Central Illinois' daily gathering spot for conversation, dialogue, and ideas. You can join in on the phone, online, or via a text. Our phone number is 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com. Or text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts, News Talk 1400 DWS, as we join you on this Monday, starting another week here in East Central Illinois, and a pretty good weekend weather-wise over the weekend. Boy, you can't beat that weather. A lot of chance to get out and about and do some various things. And yesterday was out at the Muhammad Auto Fest. Appreciate Nick Taylor and his crew putting that together, having me be a part of that. So the weather was fantastic for those kind of things. Cleaned out the garage, saw a movie, walked around downtown a little bit, walked on campus a little bit. So it was good weather to do any or all of that if you had the chance. I trust you had a great weekend. Getting ready for the start of another week here. I guess what we're in what they call now, what, the dog days of summer is what they officially call this. Right after the 4th of July until September, or at least until August. So going to be warm today. Lots of national news to talk about. President Trump will make his announcement of a Supreme Court nominee coming up tonight. You can hear that live here on DWS at 8 o'clock this evening, so we'll be listening for that. We'll carry that live. Busy show for you today. We'll have two guests during the course of the show. We're going to start off with the Republican candidate for Attorney General, Erica Harold. I think everybody around here knows Erica and her family. And, boy, they've made a big impact in a lot of different ways. And we'll talk about her run for Attorney General, some of the issues she's concerned about as she runs against Kwame Raoul coming up in November. She's making the rounds here in Central Illinois, and pleased to have her stop by for a few minutes here today, 15, 20 minutes or so here in this first hour. Then we'll have open line time after that. Then Kendall Gill, every year for decades now, a couple of decades plus, has been involved in the Cunningham Children's Home work, and he hosts every year the Kendall Gill Golf Outing this year down at the Orange Course in Savoy. And, of course, Flying Illini, we all know Kendall. So he'll be with us in the second hour for a little bit on his way to the golf course today. So two people we know pretty well here in Central Illinois, Erica Harold and Kendall Gill coming up, and then your phone calls, emails, and texts throughout the morning here on A Penny for Your Thoughts. 356-9397. You can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357, and email us talk at WDWS.com. Erica Harold joins us in studio next on Penny for Your Thoughts. Welcome back, Penny for Your Thoughts, News Talk 1400 DWS. We are on this Monday morning. Hey, if you've ever been in a collision, Gallo Miller Paint and Collision Repair is the place to go to. They know having a car accident is a serious matter, and they are very passionate about their business. That's why they put their name on it. And they also know that having an accident is not very much fun. When you've had an accident, your mind's racing. You're thinking, why did I do this? How come they did that? You get through all of that, you get the numbers and phone numbers and insurance, all that exchanged, and then you give these guys a call, Dave and Bill, and get in touch with them, and they will take it over from there. They'll handle all the talk with the insurance adjusters, they'll figure out what the damage is to your car, is it totaled, is it not totaled, get you all set up and try to make this as painless as possible in that situation. They hope they do not have to serve you, but if they do, they are located on the south side of I-74 there on Kenyon Road between Neal and Prospect exits, very conveniently located in Champaign-Urbana. Look for their attractive building. You can visit their website, gallomiller.com, one of our sponsors here on Penny for Your Thoughts. And in studio today, we have a couple of people in these next 2 hours that I think everybody in town knows pretty well. Erica Harold is one.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great.
Good.
It's good to be on. I think this is my first time being on Penny with you as the host, so congratulations.
I know you were on with Jim a few times over the years.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. So it's an honor to be on with you.
And I think you've even been to our new studio before.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So I was there, I think, the first week that the studio was open. So it's an honor to be back.
Well, good to have you here. And you're making the rounds, I guess. You're in Central Illinois. Is that your plan today?
Yes. Today is the first day of a real concentrated tour statewide to meet with some of the businesses and social service providers that will have experience dealing with some of the issues that I'll be addressing as Attorney General. And my focus will be here, will be listening to their concerns and having them give ideas on ways I can increase collaboration within our state and communities.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people know you very well growing up here, but also your family. How is your family doing?
My family is doing really well. My mother has always hoped that I would not run for political office just because of sort of the negativity and toxicity that the political environment has. But they are all doing well. They all marched in the 4th of July parade here on my behalf because there are so many parades that you're committed to statewide. And so I think they're enjoying it as much as they can.
Mm-hmm. And your siblings, I know two, your sisters in particular, married basketball players, right?
They did. Yeah. They did. Now, they always want me to stress they too were college athletes.
That's right.
So that's
they
how
were.
They met their husbands.
That's
but
right.
Yes, my one sister married Illini great Brian Randall.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other sister married Henry Dommerkant, and he was a great basketball player at Eastern Illinois University. So I'm just trying to figure out why I have no athletic genes in my life.
So what are the family reunions? Is there a lot of basketball? I mean, with you've got great athletes among all four
of
them. Yes. Yeah.
So I am not one of those. I will cheer for them. But really, the stiffest competition, both sisters have five-year-old boys. And so watching them play against each other, and they already are fantastic. And they've decided which college they're going to attend together. They want to sign together. And so what I need as an attorney, I'm thinking I'm going to be their agent. I want to make sure that I can get in on some of that sports action.
And you have a brother also, right?
I do. Yeah. I have a brother. He's an engineer. Mm-hmm. And he also, I have to give him his credit, he also is a fantastic athlete. He ran track at University of Memphis, mm-hmm. and second team All-American.
Yeah, and your dad was a pitcher, right?
My
very
dad
pitcher,
was a pitcher,
yeah.
for,
yeah.
the U of I's baseball team.
Yeah.
And my mom ran track at the U of I, and
wow.
that's in fact how they met. And my great moment, I scored a basket for the wrong team on the 8th grade girls basketball team, which is why I cheer for those who do.
Yeah. Erica Harold is with us. She's running for Attorney General. Why run for Attorney General? I mean, I know you've got the legal background. You've, you know, a lot of people kind of, when they hear the job Attorney General, they probably don't know a whole lot about what they do, right? I mean, why run for this
true.
Office? Yeah.
The job of Attorney General is a very powerful platform to make a difference in people's lives as it relates to upholding the Constitution and the rule of law, but also making sure that people's interests are protected in the consumer protection arena, workers' compensation reform issues. You have the ability to be a leader in addressing the opioid epidemic and criminal justice reform issues. And it's an independent constitutional office. And that's important because we live in a state right now where there's a lot of political polarization. And regardless of what's happening in Springfield, I would have the ability to be an independent constitutional officer that could represent people's interests regardless.
So the statewide part of it, it's kind of appeals to you because you've got a bigger platform, basically.
You have an enormous platform to be able to make a difference throughout the state. And because your actions aren't tethered to anyone else in government, you have the ability to exercise independent, reform-minded judgment on behalf of the people.
Mm-hmm. We're here with Erica Harold, 356-9397. Also, you can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line. Everybody knows her story, grew up in Urbana. I know one of the things that one issue that you talked about when you ran for Miss America or competed in Miss America was bullying because
yes.
you were bullied, right?
That's right. I was the victim of racial and sexual harassment when I was in high school and had to transfer to a different high school as a result mm-hmm. of that. And that experience, though, of having to leave a high school and experience that, it made me feel very marginalized at the time, but it really was the impetus for me to become an attorney. I wanted to acquire the skills not only to be able to stand up for myself, but also to be able to stand up and be an advocate for other people. And I would hope as Attorney General to be able to address issues like cyberbullying, because unfortunately, bullying has not gone away. And in this era of the Me Too movement, where we're trying to figure out how to address issues of sexual harassment, I think my background, both personal experiences and professional experiences addressing some of these issues, really would lend themselves well to be an effective leader.
Mm-hmm. And you've spoken out on this a little bit about the Me Too and really the lack of movement in the State House when it comes to this in Springfield. I know you've put forth some ideas on that, because you've experienced it yourself, right?
Absolutely. I don't know any woman who has not experienced sexual harassment in the workplace. And one of the things that stands out in terms of how Springfield addresses this is it doesn't have a process whereby an independent investigation can take place. And without an independent investigative process, it really inhibits people from coming forth with complaints and allegations, because they're afraid of retaliation and they're afraid that no one will take their concern seriously. And so I've set forth a series of reforms of how I think the legislative inspector general process should be reformed in terms of giving more independence and transparency to the process, because I think that's really the only way of reforming the structure that protects people sometimes who are perpetrators.
I guess we shouldn't be surprised, because society's taken a long time to reach a point to do something about this. But did it shock you a little bit about in the State House, in the People's House, that this was a big issue, a problem?
Sadly, it did not, because as somebody who has run for office once before, I certainly have experienced some of that kind of behavior where people make comments and behave in ways that are completely inappropriate. But I think what's unique about a place like Springfield or state government is that you have people there who are skilled at attaining power, leveraging it, and holding on to it. Mm-hmm. And that can be very intimidating for people who are victims of this kind of behavior, because there's a huge power imbalance. And these issues of harassment are all about the power imbalance. And that's why you need an investigative process that's independent and fair. That way, somebody who is a potential victim feels confident that power won't be used to squash their complaint.
Mm-hmm. Another ministry you're involved in is prison ministry. You've been on the board of prison ministry, right?
Yes.
For the last couple of years, at least? Not longer?
For about 11 years, yeah. I've been on the board of directors of a group called Prison Fellowship, and it's the nation's largest outreach to inmates and their families. And I got involved with this organization many years ago when I was invited to go do a chapel service in a men's maximum security prison. And at the time, I was unnerved. I had no idea what to expect.
I would be intimidated.
It was intimidating, because this is a place where most of the people who are serving sentences, they are serving sentences for very serious crimes. But I had been reading a passage of scripture where it talks about that which you do for the least of these, you do unto me. And it talks about going to live out your faith by going into the prisons and trying to live out your faith in a meaningful way. So when I was invited, I went into the chapel and found not only that it was a transformational experience, I saw some of the programs that had been implemented that made a difference in the inmates' lives. So giving them educational and vocational opportunities, that actually served to reduce the violence within the prisons. But then it equipped people, once they were released from prison, to be on a better path, to be able to put their lives back together, to attain housing and employment. And so as Attorney General, being able to institute criminal justice reform measures and give people those second chances is something that's very important to me.
I know criminal justice reform, and you just touched on it, is through that experience has helped you kind of crystallize some thoughts on what can be done, because there's a lot of incarceration that goes on all the time.
Right.
The preventative part of this, right? Talk about that a little bit. What your goals are in that area? What were some ideas maybe you've thought about?
Yeah, and some of the ideas I've come up with actually come from living in this community and seeing some things that have worked well. Mm-hmm. One idea is the enhanced use of what are called problem-solving courts, where you drug courts, mental health courts, and veterans courts. And we have a great drug court here in Champaign-Urbana, mm-hmm. Champaign County. And what it does is it gives judges more discretion to give people diversion opportunities and rehabilitation opportunities to be able to address issues of addiction, as opposed to just incarcerating people. We spend a lot of money, maybe $40,000 a year, incarcerating a person. And if we can give some of those resources resources towards giving people treatment opportunities, then not only are we enhancing the human dignity component of our criminal justice system, but it actually enhances public safety within our communities.
I think what tends to happen, and those of us on the outside who are not in prison, and you've been in these prisons and seen this, we tend to say, well, they did this crime, and we kind of forget about them. We just put them in there, and that's the end of it. And
I think that's a very common way that people view it. And one of the things that I found going into the facilities and hearing the stories of people who were incarcerated were a lot of the factors that led people to that place. And it's not to say that people are not responsible for their choices, but it is saying that we have to take into consideration some of the factors that led them there, especially when you're dealing with women who are incarcerated. Many women who are incarcerated, they are for drug-related offenses, and many of them, they were victims of physical or sexual abuse when they were younger, and drugs became a way of addressing some of those abuse issues. Mm-hmm. And so again, it's not to say people aren't responsible for their choices, but it's also saying that we should take into consideration the totality of someone's life circumstances. And if we're dealing with something where treatment would aid people in being able to start their life over, I think we need to be more willing to give that opportunity.
We're visiting with Erica Harold here for a few minutes. She's got several places to go today. We appreciate her stopping by for a few minutes here on Penny for Your Thoughts. She's running for Attorney General. We're at 9:23 here on Penny for Your Thoughts. 356-9397 is how you can join us here quickly. She'll be here just a few more minutes. Opioids, the opioid epidemic. People talk all the time about marijuana, and there's all kinds of debate back and forth about legalizing and medicinal marijuana and so forth. But I know just reading some of the things you've talked about, opioids are the one that you see as an even bigger issue.
Absolutely. The opioid epidemic really took many people by surprise, because we've always known that it was an issue in terms of addiction. But the overdoses and the overdoses that have led to death have really spiked. So in 2016, for example, there were nearly 2,000 Illinoisans that lost their lives to opioid-related overdoses. Mm-hmm. And that's nearly twice the number of people who were killed in car accidents. Mm-hmm. And the reason for this spike is that there's been increased use of synthetic substances, which are much more toxic. And it's something where we can prevent if we start to focus more efforts on educating, particularly young people. But we have to work much harder within our state to be able to leverage the treatment opportunities, because right now there aren't enough treatment resources. Mm-hmm. So I've been speaking with state's attorneys throughout the state, trying to figure out what are the best practices that we can use to equip law enforcement when they are called to the scene and somebody is near death, and to make sure that law enforcement has proper equipment to protect themselves, because some of these substances are simply that toxic. Mm-hmm. But how can we stem this epidemic, which really is a public health crisis that, if given proper attention and treatment resources, we can get ahead of?
All right. Have a caller for you if you want to put the headphones on there. We've got Anna Wall. Hey, Anna Wall, how are you?
Good morning.
Oh, I'm delighted to call in and congratulate this wonderful young lady for her accomplishments and achievements.
Thank you so much.
Not only because she's an Afro-American, but because of her accomplishments and the fact that she can be an outstanding role model for other women. And that's why I'm calling to congratulate her and wish her the best of luck.
Thank you so much. That really means a lot to me. Being able to travel around and to speak to people who are excited about this campaign is such an honor and a privilege. And I certainly appreciate you taking the time to call in this morning.
Right. Thank you, Anna Wall.
Appreciate it.
You campaigned before for Congress.
I did.
How is it different? I mean, I realize it's statewide compared to a district, but what's that like dealing with all the different people across the state? Do you have to kind of ration your time, or how do you do that?
It's a huge state, and so I spent a lot of time driving up and down 74, 57, 55, and trying to make sure I'm places on time is a challenge when you deal with some of the traffic patterns. So that's a big challenge. But one of the things that I found is that although there's great diversity in the state of Illinois, people fundamentally want the same sort of things. They want job security. They want safety for their families and their children in schools. And they want the the opportunity to be able to work hard and achieve good results. And so the goal of everyone who's running for office should be to figure out how can we bring together people to pull in the same direction, regardless of background.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also found that people have responded well to this concept of it's not about running for attorney general and being hyper-partisan. It's about holding both parties accountable and being a watchdog for better state government for everyone, regardless of political background.
Okay, another call here. I believe we have Charlie in Champaign. Charlie, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good morning, Charlie.
I wonder if you remember the Red Grange program that we did 4 years ago at the Virginia.
I do. I know you were the person that was responsible for bringing that to the stage, and
yeah.
I had the honor of singing the Illinois State song during it. It was a fantastic evening.
Well, it was a fantastic evening, and I wish you all the best. But I was so grateful for you to be so kind to join us that evening, and your singing of my favorite Illinois song was, I think, capped off the whole evening. It was a great evening, but again, I appreciate your kindness, and I wish you all the best in your adventures.
Thank you so much, and it truly was that evening at the Virginia Theater, it was a play about the life of the great Red Grange,
mm-hmm.
and it was a celebration
right.
of the Illini, Illinois, and really all of the things that people here in this community know
yeah.
makes our community so great.
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks again.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
We've got a couple more minutes here with Erica Harold. She's running for Attorney General. Of course, we know her here from being in Urbana. Eric, you're in Muhammad. Go ahead, sir.
Well, first of all, Brian, that was a great job at the car show. What a bunch of awesome vehicles, and, you know, you ran it well. It looked like it got bigger this year. Anyway,
yeah.
I think that Erica Harold should withdraw from that race and just go straight and run for governor. I see as my vote in 1 minute. So that's it.
Okay.
Thank you for the kind words.
Thank you. And of course, thank you, Eric. You've been working at Meyer Capel, right?
Yes.
You continue to work there?
Yes, although I've transitioned my litigation mm-hmm. to other attorneys within Meyer Capel, because running for office and covering the state is a full-time endeavor. But I'm very fortunate to work with outstanding attorneys there who have been able to provide exceptional service mm-hmm. to our clients.
A couple of things before we let you go. A couple of national issues. Supreme Court
yes.
nominee tonight. There's a couple of women I know on the short list, at least one. Do you know any of those folks?
I don't. And so I will be watching with the same sort of anticipation and excitement as everyone else. And I hope that the nomination process, whoever is selected, that it can focus on judicial philosophy and their background and life experiences. I think, unfortunately, the nomination process has become way too hyper-partisan and toxic mm-hmm. in ways that probably discourage great people from seeking to serve.
And also a young lady that we both know, we watched grew up, Grace Kajetarian,
yes.
is looking to be Miss America. She just got Miss Illinois. Did you have any advice for her going forward here?
Well, I was actually able to see Grace this morning.
Okay.
And I was emceeing the Miss Illinois pageant the mm-hmm. night that she was crowned. So I got to be the person to announce that she was the new Miss mm-hmm. Illinois, and I could not be more proud of her. My only piece of advice for her is to be herself. She's a remarkable young woman and so has great character and a great platform that she will make an impact for the young people. So I would tell her, trust her instincts and be herself. And I think the judges will fall in love with her the same way we all have.
Well, they certainly have. And they made some changes there since
yes.
you were there. I don't know what you think
don't
about
all that.
Don't
remind me of how long it's been since I've competed.
But they're still kind of going through, sounds like, trying to figure out what they want to do with the changes. I don't know what you make of all of that, but...
Yeah.
It has been a big story.
Yeah, they've made a lot of changes, and I'll just be eager to see what the telecast looks like. I think they're still trying to figure out exactly what the phases of competition will be.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm more of a spectator at this point, watching
mm-hmm.
someone that I've been involved in her life for a very long time and hoping that she has the very best experience possible.
Well, you're going to be around town this today. What are you going to do today? What are you looking at?
Yeah, I will be going to Restoration Urban Ministries after this. Mm-hmm. I will have the opportunity to hear about some of the programs that they are working on and hopefully get a chance to speak to some of the residents there to hear about programs that they think would help their lives. I'll then be going to NCSA to talk about some of the supercomputing issues, and data privacy is something that the next attorney general will be focused on, so I will be eager to hear their ideas on that. And then it's off to the races after this.
Long way to November.
That's right.
Yeah.
A short time,
fast.
But yeah. It's running for office in a statewide campaign is like running a marathon at a sprint pace.
Yeah. Erica, great to see you.
Thank you so much for having me. And congratulations on this.
Well, thank you. Congratulations to you, and good luck out there.
Thank you so much.
All right. That's Erica Harold running for attorney general. We'll take a quick break, Blake, and we'll come back with the news with Tim Dipman after this.
Get caught up on the latest local news, sports, and weather on the DWS News Hour presented by ABC Heating and Air. Join us this afternoon at 4 here on News Talk 1400.
All right, time for the news now with Tim Dipman. We'll have him update us, and then we will continue with more Penny for Your Thoughts. Open line up until the top of the hour. Then after the news at 10, we'll have Kendall Gill come in, someone else we know. Quick text came in. Erica Harold, you're awesome. Illinois needs you. You'll do a fantastic job. You have my vote. That text in just right now, 351-5357 on the text line.
A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart continues on News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357.
Good to have you with us today on this Monday. Thanks to Erica Harold for coming by, Republican candidate for Attorney General. Of course, we all know her around here. We know her parents. We know her siblings. We know who their siblings married. So everybody kind of knows her. And she is running for Attorney General. So we'll see what happens there. Kwame Raoul is the Democratic candidate. He's the guy, by the way, that succeeded Barack Obama when Barack Obama was elected to the U.S. Senate. Then Kwame Raoul took his place in the state legislature. So that's kind of his background. But anyway, those two running against each other. And that'll be all the way until November. And I was thinking about that because the reason I asked Erica about what does an attorney general do, because I don't know, I mean, people know the position, and they know it has to do with legal stuff, but beyond that, you know, you kind of think about it, you know, it's, what do you do? And she was very articulate in outlining exactly what the position is, the goals she has for the position, and we'll see what happens in the statewide race this time. She'd run previously against Rodney Davis at one point in a primary and lost. 356-9397 is how you can join us on the phone lines. You can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line. And you can email us, talk at WDWS.com. Kendall Gill will join us in hour number two, someone else that we know pretty well around here, don't we? The Cunningham Children's Home Golf Outing, the Kendall Gill Golf Outing down in Savoy today. I think Lou Henson's supposed to be there, last I heard, down there today for that great event. He's been doing it a long, long time. We'll talk to him after the news at 10. Open phone time here for a while. We're at 9:40. Woods Basement Systems, you may have had some issues here with all the rain we've had this summer. Woods Basements, the Woods family has helped over 55,000 homeowners. Are basement or crawl space wall cracks an issue? I'm talking about the foundation walls of your home, what's lurking in your dirt crawl space, mold, pests of all types and smells, especially in the springtime once the air conditioner is turned on. Call this area's highest rated, most reviewed contractor, Woods Basement Systems. That crawl space wall cracks will let water leak into your crawl space. Most of that water gets trapped on top of the vapor barrier, and it evaporates up and into your home, and mold loves that. Protect your home's investment. Get your free estimate from Woods and fix those basement and crawl space cracks once and for all. They've won a lot of awards, but they're most proud of their Better Business Bureau Torch Awards. Remember, Woods estimates do not cost you anything. How much is it costing you to not fix the problem? Give them a call, 888-935-4333, or go to woodsbasementsystems.com. 356-9397 is the phone number. Text line already up and running. Got a text in from Dave. He says, "Hey, Brian, thanks for having Erica on. She's inspiring and very positive. She's the perfect example of how someone should run a campaign. Our state desperately needs her as our attorney general." That is from Dave. All right, let's see here. What else is going on? Of course, tonight at 8, the president is going to make his announcement for the Supreme Court, his nominee. That certainly is going to be a big story tonight. We'll have live coverage of that for you here on the radio at 8 o'clock. And, of course, that rescue continues in Thailand. Apparently, they've got 8 of those boys out of there now. I think they had 4 out yesterday. And this is not like just dropping a rope down and pulling them out. This is swimming, scuba diving, basically, bringing them out one at a time and somehow getting them through that cave and then out. And that ongoing rescue operation, they say, is over for today. One of the aides there of the Navy SEAL commanders for the Thai military saying they've now been able to get 8 of the 12 boys brought out of the treacherous cave system by divers. The boys and their 25-year-old coach have been trapped for more than 2 weeks after heavy rains flooded the kilometers-long cave network made of caverns connected by tight passages. I don't know if you've seen some of the video or some of the animation of that. It is pretty incredible there. And also, the president, down to the wire, as he makes his choice as a replacement for retired Justice Anthony Kennedy. But the president says with his final 4 options, he can't go wrong. He spoke to reporters Sunday afternoon. He concluded a weekend in New Jersey. The top 4 believed to be federal appeals judges Brett Kavanaugh, Raymond Kethledge, he's from Michigan, Amy Coney Barrett, and Thomas Hardiman, those among the candidates being considered. And White House officials have been, there's been some leaks here and there, people commenting on who they think the front runner is. I don't know if you have a preference among that group, but that is the foursome there that apparently is leading the way when it comes to the Supreme Court nomination. So those are the big stories of the day. Of course, immigration has continued to percolate, a lot of different things happening in that front, but the Supreme Court and the Thai rescue, 2 of the big ones here today. All right, we're at 9:44 here on Penny for Your Thoughts, and we'll take another break, come back with more in just a moment.
Hi, Jim Bohannon here. Please join us for the next Bohannon Show as Jed Babin will be with us to look at the president's pick for a Supreme Court justice, plus the president's forthcoming summits.
Tonight at 9 on DWS.
And we'll have the president's announcement coming up tonight at 8 o'clock, live here on the radio on DWS. Kendall Gill's going to join us just after 10 on his way to the Kendall Gill Cunningham Children's Home Golf Outing. So we'll visit with the Illini great coming up here in just a little bit. 9:47 here on Penny for Your Thoughts, and we stand at 79 degrees, 356-9397 is how you can join us on the phone lines. You can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. You can email us, talk@wdws.com. So what do you make of all the talk with the Supreme Court? I know pretty much, I mean, we already know going into this, where people stand, you know, the majority of the Democrats in the Senate are going to say no. Majority of the Republicans are going to say yes. It's really going to come down to just a handful of senators on either side. And I think there's some methodology to it as to, you know, Neil Gorsuch, you know, has been a model as far as how to bring forth a nominee, airtight. As far as any criticism, I mean, he took a lot of questions at his confirmation. But if you're the president and a president, you'd like that nice sailing through the best you can in these polarized times. But we'll see how it plays out in Washington, D.C. coming up. But obviously, you've got Murkowski, you've got Susan Collins in Maine on the Republican side. You've got Joe Manchin on the Democratic side. You've got, I think, Donnelly in Indiana is another one. You've got the lady from, is it North Dakota or South Dakota, the senator out there in a considered red state. And there's a lot of politics to think about when you do this. But apparently they're down to 4 as far as the people that they're considering the most. And one of those is a 46-year-old woman, Amy Coney Barrett, graduate of Notre Dame. There's also 3 men involved. Most of these guys have sat on the either the circuit court at a very high level in D.C. or have all kinds of credentials or worked for George W. Bush. There's just all kinds of background checks and everything else that goes into this. So a lot of consideration. And obviously for the Republican side, John McCain not being well, that also is a hindrance when it comes to the votes in the Senate in regards to how that is going to work. So anyway, it's going to be interesting. Big announcement tonight coming up at 8 o'clock Central here on DWS. We're at 9:50. Some of the things that have happened on this day in history, 356-9397 is the phone number if you'd like to join us. As far as today in history, this day, July 9th, 1776, remember the Declaration of Independence? Well, it was read aloud to General George Washington's troops in New York. This day in 1850, the 12th President of the United States. Can you name him? Well, it was Zachary Taylor. Died after serving only 16 months of his term. He was succeeded by Millard Fillmore. Another name that people tend to forget. This day, interestingly enough, 1951, President Harry S. Truman asked Congress to formally end the state of war between the United States and Germany. 1951. This day in 1974, the U.S. Former U.S. Chief Justice Earl Warren died in Washington at the age of 83. 1982, a Pan Am flight 759 crashed in Kenner, Louisiana, shortly after takeoff from New Orleans International Airport, killing all 145 people on board and 8 people on the ground. That happened on this day. And this day in 1995, Jerry Garcia performed for the final time as the frontman for the Grateful Dead during a concert at Chicago's Soldier Field. 1995, huh? Garcia died a month later. So those are some of the things that have happened on this day. Also, let's see here. This day, 1955, we're going to rock around the clock. Bill Haley and the Comets, number one on the pop singles chart, stayed there for 8 weeks. First rock and roll record to hit number one on the Billboard charts on this day, 1955. And a year later, Dick Clark took over as the host of the music dance show Bandstand on a Philadelphia TV station. 1 year later, it went national as American Bandstand, as we know, on ABC, where it aired for 3 decades. And this day in 1877, the All England Croquet and Lawn Tennis Club began its first tennis tournament at Wimbledon. 21 amateurs played in the gentlemen's singles tournament, the only event at the first Wimbledon. So Wimbledon ongoing right now, over across the pond, as they say. And this was the day in 2002, and this led to some controversy and some changes with the way they do the All-Star game. 2002, the baseball All-Star game in Milwaukee finished in a 7-7 tie after 11 innings. Remember that? Both teams ran out of pitchers. They ran to the commissioner, Bud Selig, said, what do we do? They stopped the game. And what did they do as a result of that? Up until, I think, last year, the team that won the All-Star game had a home field advantage in the World Series. And that was a result of all of that that happened on this day in 2002. And here locally, 50 years ago, the Army Corps of Engineers said the proposed Lincoln Reservoir would probably flood the newly constructed Douglas County Lake. They said that in 1968. And in 2003, locally, the Farm Progress Show announced that country singer Brad Paisley and the music duo Montgomery Gentry had signed to perform at the show, which would be on farmland north of Henning. That's now 15 years ago, right, in 2003. 356-9397, lines are open. Open line time here this morning. We'll have Kendall Gill join us just after the news at 10 on his way down to the Kendall Gill golf outing that he does every year. And we'll talk to him, the Illini great here, about that and his work with Cunningham and why he does all that and how he's doing and what he's up to. All of that coming up after the news at 10, and then we'll have more open line time as well. All right, we'll take another break. We'll come back with more Penny for Your Thoughts in just a moment.
Tonight at 8 on DWS, we'll go to special coverage from CBS News of President Donald Trump and the announcement of his pick for the Supreme Court. That's tonight at 8 here on DWS.
Back on Penny for Your Thoughts, News Talk 1400 DWS. Glad you're with us today as we come your way from our studios in downtown Champaign. We had Erica Harold on with us for the first 20 minutes. We've been visiting with you here since the bottom of the hour. Glad you're with us on the text line, email, and, of course, on the phones as well, 356-9397. I was looking for my little summary here of the different candidates that people think are the front runners for the Supreme Court nomination. Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh, has been considered a front runner, but his fortunes may be torpedoed by Trump's grudges. Kavanaugh was a top aide to President George W. Bush. As much as anything, personality drives the current president to action. And while some Twitters started posting a photograph of Kavanaugh walking with former Bush Deputy Chief of Staff Karl Rove, most of Kavanaugh's backers saw the writing on the wall given Rove's criticism of Trump's conduct as candidate and as president. Kethledge has a reputation as a writer that's apparently intrigued Trump, and Trump has also repeatedly asked if Kethledge is with him on the issue of religious liberty. That's a bedrock issue for Christian conservatives who form part of Trump's campaign coalition in 2016. And Barrett had a difficult confirmation hearing for her current seat on a federal appeals court. It was the Senate, of course, is split 51-49, and there's the razor-thin edge there on both sides of the aisle when it comes to who might vote the opposite way. So that's kind of what they're talking about there. Let's go to the phones here to Brad in Champaign. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Brian. It's Brad from Butler Roofing. We talked yesterday at Muhammad.
Yes. How are you doing?
I'm hot and tired, but I wanted to thank you for being a part of that. We love to hear you over the airwaves there at that show, and we always have a great time.
Well, good. That was a great show, isn't it? I mean, that's a lot of fun.
It was, and a great turnout, and you you were nice enough to put the word out about my friend's Challenger, and last year it helped me with my car. I just want to tell you, we really appreciate you being a part of it.
Yeah, did he get any nibbles?
He actually did. After he was gone, someone came looking for it.
Well, good. Well, hopefully he can get it sold.
And my wife's little Mercedes took first place in import.
Well, yeah, you had a great day.
I did. Well, once again, I was just shouting out to you, and we appreciate you being a part of that.
Well, thank you. It was a lot of fun to be out there, Brad, and I appreciate you coming up and saying hello.
All right. You have a good day.
Very good. You too.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was the Muhammad Auto Fest is where I was yesterday. I also saw the movie. We can talk more about this in the second half hour of hour number two, the Mr. Rogers movie, Will You Be My Neighbor? And if you're anything like me, I mean, I used to watch that show all the time. That and Sesame Street and The Electric Company. There were two or three others, but those were the big three. And, of course, they were different, all different from each other in different ways. But his impact on public television, but not just that, not just PBS, but children's programming. You know, he was very concerned about, you know, all the slapstick and goofiness that was on television when it came to addressing kids and their issues and their concerns. And it's a fascinating documentary. I think it runs about an hour and a half. And it'll make you cry, I think, at some points. But anyway, we'll talk about that in the second half hour. We have Kendall Gill coming up after the news on WDWS, Shenandoah, 10 o'clock Central.
It's the second hour of A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397, email talk at wdws.com, or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
All right, and welcome back, Penny, for your thoughts. News Talk 1400. We're in hour number two here as we work our way through this Monday. Busy week ahead. We'll have an open line tomorrow at 9, on the money at 10. And then Wednesday, we're going to do something a little unusual just because of a scheduling issue. I'm going to do the first hour. And Scott Beatty will do the second hour on Wednesday because I'm going to be speaking to some broadcast students at a camp over on the U of I campus at about 10:30. And since I can't be two places at once, we'll let Scott host the second hour Wednesday. And then Thursday at 10 a.m., Mark Chagnon's going to join us, former educator at Unit 4, now a motivational speaker. So that's kind of what's ahead. But we had Erica Harold in the first hour for a little while. She's running for Attorney General. Everybody knows Erica. And everybody knows our next guest, too. Kendall Gill is here. How are you, Kendall?
Hey, Brian. I'm doing great. Hey. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here.
Okay, thank you.
It's like great to be here. Look like you're ready to play golf.
I pull these clothes out once a year. And, my wife actually pulls it out for me.
Okay.
Because I can't dress. Yep. She dresses me.
Remind people of your wife and your family, who all's here with you today.
My wife and my two sons, Phoenix and Coda, are mm-hmm. coming down. My boys have been coming down now for 10 years and Coda for 9. So mm-hmm. Ever since they've been born, once a year we come down for the golf outing. And sometimes I try to make it down for a football game or a basketball mm-hmm. ball game. I do that myself, but now that they're older and they can relate to everything, I'm going to start bringing them down for those things.
And you get to any basketball games at all, or is it hard?
I have been to a couple, mm-hmm. By myself, but now Phoenix is a pretty good basketball yeah. player, so now he's starting to get interested in watching the games and watching them, courtside. He really likes Northwestern's campus. For my wife went to Northwestern.
Okay.
I'm trying to get him down here to U of I as much as I can because, I just can't see him in purple.
Yeah.
That's
hard to envision.
Orange and blue. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk some more basketball here in a minute, but we're going to talk about the golf outing because that's why you're here.
Right.
Cunningham Children's Home. Now, you've been doing this. This is the 29th.
29th year.
And you were playing.
Yeah.
Right before
yeah.
that. So
yeah.
you did this, started this right after you got drafted, right?
Right. It was right after my rookie year. Mm-hmm. Sam Banks asked me to come down to the golf outing, and we had no idea that we were going to work further on. I was just coming down to participate in it for the first year. And then Sam and I started talking. I said, I'd love to be involved with what you guys are doing down here. And here we are 29 years later.
Most people are familiar with the general mission, Cunningham mm-hmm. Children's Home, but educate people a little bit. What drew you to it? Talk about the impact it has and why do this golf outing to benefit it?
Well, what drew me to it is their ability to help kids that are disadvantaged. A lot of these kids come from backgrounds that are not the most desirable, but, you bring them to Cunningham's Children's Home and you put them in an environment that's nourishing, that can help develop them. That's the main reason why I got involved, because I love helping people. That's mm-hmm. that's just part of my nature. And this was a vehicle in which I could do it. And, of course, I donated some money back in the day years ago to help build the boys' home, and that's been successful ever since we did that. And I see what's most important to me is when I can see the kids as adults, when they walk up mm-hmm. to me. I live in Chicago, so I'm walking down the street one day on Michigan Avenue, and one of the former residents of the home came up to me and he said, I remember when you first came down and you brought your car down, and we had never sat in a Mercedes Benz before, and you let us sit in a Mercedes and you drove us around, and because of your help, I had a great time at Cunningham Children's Home, and it really helped me in the development of my life. That's what when I get the most satisfaction, mm-hmm. when they come to me as adults and say that, I was able to give them a helping hand.
Because a lot of the kids that come are at the children's home are
yes.
coming, as you said, from tough circumstances, maybe, a situation where they're in a tough family environment or they have no family. They're on their own.
Absolutely. And, I was fortunate enough to grow up with my mom and my dad in the household and, grow up in a middle class kid that really didn't want for anything. And unfortunately, all kids can't have that. But what the Cunningham Children's Home can do is they can give them some of that. And that's, like I said before, that's exactly why I got involved in the project. Now Sharla is the head of the mm-hmm. Cunningham Children's Home now and the programming there. And she's continued the work that Sam Banks has done. Mm-hmm. And, my wife and I, Wendy, we love working with Sharla. And Sharla has continued to make the programs better and continue to carry on the legacy of Cunningham mm-hmm. Children's Home.
Yep, Sharla working out there with Marlon Livingston mm-hmm. and the entire team. And Sharla, exciting, I know, to have Kendall's contribution every year, something that you don't want to take for granted.
Not at all. And just really grateful that he takes the time out. And Wendy and Kendall come down a few times a year. Actually, the one of my favorite moments, you know, I've been at Cunningham for 4 years now, so I don't have this 29-year legacy. And it's been great to just watch him. He's so sincere and honestly cares about the kids. You know, he will stop by the boys' group home if he's in town for a football game and spend time with them. And our boys, you know, make posters and you know, welcome him, but he just kind of sits on the couch with him and says, hey, you know, how's life? And I don't know if I've even told you this, Kendall, but one of my favorite moments was one of the first times you came down and I had a chance to see you talking to the kids. And you know, one of our kids is sitting on the side, and you know, you just have to understand, our kids have not been in situations where they've had to trust adults. You know, they've right. had to be self-sufficient. And so one of our boys is sitting kind of on the sideline, kind of watching the interactions. He just speaks up and says, Kendall, why would you care about somebody you don't know? And Kendall just sort of said, you know what? I was blessed enough to have what I have, and I care about everybody being able to, you know, thrive. And that really is his mentality. Yeah. He's an encourager. He's a helper. And man, I could just see in that kid sort of this relaxing, this sort of like he's true. He's sincere, and he really does value who I am as a human being. And to me, that just said so much about who Kendall is and his contribution to our kids, but also the golf outing and also to our education and recreation center. Yes, I mean, we just yes. he's been phenomenal.
Yeah, let's talk about that. We're visiting with Kendall Gill, 356-9397. You can text us if you want to say hi, 351-5357, or you can email us talk@wdws.com. Kendall Gill, part of the Flying Illini with us here. The Kendall Gill Golf Outing to benefit the Cunningham Children's Home. Today, when are you teeing off? You're down in Savoy, right?
We're down in Savoy. We tee off at 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And actually, see, I'm glad Charlotte's here because my wife told me 12. So
well, you're talking at 12.
Yeah, I'm talking at 12. Okay, but we're teeing off at 1. Yeah. It's great to go out there. You know, we have a lot of foursomes that continue to come back year after year, continue to support the golf outing, which raises money for the Cunningham Children's Home. And we want to let all of those guys know that we really appreciate their support, because without them, we wouldn't be able to raise the money that benefits the home.
Mm-hmm. Now, last year, I'm trying to remember how much you raised last year?
It was close, maybe $26,000. Mm-hmm. With this year, believe it or not, Brian, 29 years, you know, golf outings don't typically run that long, so it says a lot about what happens here. And the Kiwanis Club that of Champaign County helps us, Savoy Rotary. I mean, we have so much support, community support. This year we have, I think they told me we have 36 teams that are golfing. So that, you know, normally you want to kind of cap it maybe at 32. We overfill every year and we hardly advertise. And unfortunately, we have to turn people away. So it's just amazing. The community comes around Cunningham, but also believes in what Kendall's doing. They see his support. He's got integrity and believes in this, and a lot of U of I fans. So in addition to Kendall speaking today, we also have Athletic Director Josh Whitman will be out there. Mm-hmm. And Coach Underwood will be out there too. And then another fave, Coach Henson and Mary, are going to be out there. And he's doing great, and I'm excited to see him.
Yeah, so he was swimming again here.
Yes.
I saw that in the paper. Yeah,
he's trying to do it every day.
Well, Kendall, you're teaming up with Coach on this rec center. Tell us about that.
Well, we teamed up. How many years ago was that we started?
Gosh, it was back in 2007.
Yeah, 2007 that we started the fundraising for the rec center, and Coach and I have worked every year to raise money for it, and now how long do you think the completion is going to take?
The construction is underway.
Yeah, the construction is underway. Yeah. So I actually saw the first I actually saw the construction on it the last time I was down, which was about maybe a month and a half ago, and it has come along big time, you know. And it's going to allow the kids on the campus to have a recreation center where they can go and they can do all types of activities, where they don't really have to leave the campus if they don't want to. You know, they can stay right there and do everything that they need to do. It's a great place. I can't wait for it to be completed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know Coach Hanson had a huge impact on your life and all of those guys in different ways. At the time, though, because you're young, and it's like all of us when we're young, you're like, why is he telling me that? Or why am I doing this? But as you've gotten older, do you just start to appreciate more and more what the things he taught you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and Coach, when I tell people all the time, when I came here, I was a boy. you know, when I left, I was a young man. And I think that that was true for all of us, all of the Flying Illini, all of the my classmates that I came in with. We still talk about stories Coach Henson used to tell us, you know, whether I talk to, and we still get together every once in a while. You know, all we live in different parts of the country now, but Nick Anderson, Irving Small, Steve Bardo, P.J. Bowman, who now is a doctor in Los Angeles, and Ryan Baker, of course, who you know, who's up at CBS Sports Chicago, is now a broadcaster up there. We all get together. We still talk about the things and the life lessons that Coach Henson taught us, and we would get mad at him back then, you know, because he would halt practice just to give us a lecture on certain things. But now that we're grown men, we understand what he was talking about. So, you know, we really value Coach Henson, and we're glad that he's doing a lot better.
I know our friend Jim Turpin had a chance to be with you guys and travel as the play-by-play voice. Mm-hmm. I traveled with the 05 team. The thing I admired about the 05 team was how hard they worked. People say, well, obviously they were talented, mm-hmm. but they just worked so hard.
Right.
They were in the gym constantly. Mm-hmm. Was there something about the 89 team that, I mean, besides being super talented, mm-hmm. was there one ingredient, intangible, that you guys had that really put you over the top?
Yeah, we worked super hard, too. As a matter of fact, I just posted something on Instagram where I'm still doing the same workout as we did on Memorial Football Field. It's called 60-40s, and that's where you would sprint 60 yards and then jog 40, turn around, and do it again. We'd start off at 20 at the beginning of the summer and then end up at 60. In 1989, we all did that as a team, each and every day in the summertime. Nobody went home. We all stayed down here at summer school, and we were in so much better shape than the other teams when the season started from those 60-40s that we were just able to blow teams away. That's how we were down 18 to Missouri in the bragging rights game and were able to come back because we always had an extra gear that we could go to. Another interesting fact, and I don't know whether people know this, but every single member of the 89 team, including the walk-ons, including the managers, were from the state of Illinois.
Yeah.
So we were really an Illinois team.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit. Brad Underwood's going to be down there as he begins to put his imprint. The first year is always for a new coach.
Yeah.
Is you're just kind of figuring out what you have and who's going to work and who's not and with your system. He strikes me as a guy who's got a plan, knows where he wants to go. Do you have that same sense?
Yeah, I have the same sense. And, you know, it's going to take you a couple years to put your imprint on the program because you need to get a couple recruiting classes of your own in before you can really start to see the shape in which you want your program to go. And I think that that's where Coach Underwood is going. I think that that's where Lovie Smith is going at this point. You know, you got to give the guys a couple years before you really see what they can do. I think that signing Ayo was a great get for our basketball program. I think he's a great young talent. You know, watched him play up in Chicago. If he can continue to recruit kids like that, then we're going to get right back on the map fairly quickly.
10:23, visiting with Kendall Gill. He's getting ready for the Kendall Gill golf outing. He'll be speaking down there in Savoy at the Orange Course and then playing. They'll tee off at 1 to benefit the Cunningham Children's Home. The game of basketball has changed so much.
It has.
You know, the big men don't exist that much. People are playing all kinds of positions. Is that kind of what you're seeing in the college game?
Yes. You look at a guy like Jaren Jackson Jr. from Michigan State, and he's 6'10", can block shots, but he can also shoot 3-point shots. I mean, back when I played, that was unheard of.
Right, you know, Durant.
At 7 feet tall, he's crossing guys over at the top of the key. But the only thing that I don't like, you know, I like the changes that I see where big men are doing things that guards normally do, but sometimes I think that there's changes in the game that they allow that they shouldn't, like the traveling that I see, a la James Harden when he dribbles the basketball and then takes an extra 2 steps and shoots a jump shot. One guy I saw from the Philadelphia 76ers in the playoffs, pump fake, didn't even dribble and took 2 shots to the 2 steps to the left and took the shot. That's traveling. I think that you still have to keep the rules of the game intact. You can't let the guys, even though it looks nice and flashy, you still have to keep the fundamentals of the game intact because then you'll start seeing younger players do it. Like I had to correct my son the other day. He tried to do the James Harden, you know, while he dribbled the basketball and took. He said, "Well, I saw James Harden." I said, "Well, that's not the right way, son." You know, so I hope that the NBA, I know it's not going to happen in college basketball, but I hope that the NBA meets with their rules committee and corrects that, because I don't think that that's right that they let them do that.
Back to the Cunningham Children's Home, Charlotte, the campaign, where people can call, donate. What are some numbers or information where they should
reach out? The intent of this latest campaign is, you know, Coach Lou Henson and Mary, really, we bring the families together, and Kendall and Wendy really helped us kick this off way back, and we really just want to honor their work. They've not only given their support of it, you know, financially, but also to really helping us reach out to other people and be a part of that. So if they want more information, they can look at cunninghamhome.org. That's our website. We have information there. Or they can call 337-9071. Sorry, I got a frog in my throat today, it sounds like. But so we're excited to honor what they've put into this. We're calling it the Honor To campaign, making gifts or pledges to honor these two guys and opportunities to just say, hey, thanks for all you've done for our community.
Mm-hmm. What's that phone number again?
It's 337-9071.
9071. You got time for a quick call here? I think.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm guessing we have a well-wisher here. Brian, hey, you're on with Kendall Gill. Go ahead.
Yes. How's it going, my brother from another mother?
How you doing, Brian?
You and I share the same birthday, Kendall.
Oh, you do?
May
okay,
25th.
Great.
May 25th.
Got a fellow Gemini, huh?
Yeah, it's hard to believe you're 50 years old now.
Hey, listen, I can't believe it either. You know, my mom and dad actually called me on my birthday and said, hey, you're an old man now. You know?
Yeah.
I didn't believe that they would ever say that, but yeah, I am 50.
I still remember you coming here long, stringy, you know, and not a diamond in the rough, but I think you guys could have schooled that 2005 team. What do you think?
Well, you know, I was up at the Hall of Fame benefit the other day, a couple weeks back, and they asked us that question. And I'm going to stay politically correct. I think that both teams were great. You know, my teammate, I'll tell you what Nick Anderson thinks, okay? Nick Anderson thinks that the game would be over by halftime in favor of the 89 team. So that's what Nick Anderson thinks.
I don't think they could handle you defensively. I think you had too many.
Well,
the thing is,
you know, if this dream matchup should have happened, I don't think that the 2005 team would have had anybody to contend with Nick Anderson at all. You know, Nick Anderson is 6'6", 225 pounds. I don't know which one of those guys were going to guard him, and if they wanted to try, good luck. You know, Nick Anderson was a beast in there.
Yeah. Yeah. It would have been exciting, you know. It'd be great to see you. But I appreciate what you're doing, Kendall, and Cunningham is a great place to put your energy and help those kids.
Thank you very much, Brian. I appreciate it, and happy birthday to you.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey,
same to you.
Thanks for the call. All right. Well, that's hard to believe. 30 years ago you were playing. Yeah. Does that seem surreal?
It does, you know, because I can still – do the same things as I used to do. You know, the one thing that I can't do, I can't jump as high.
Your knees are the knees, though.
No,
your knees are fine?
Yeah, my knees are fine. Okay. Everything is fine. It's just that I can't, you know, now I can still dunk the basketball, but now I have to think about it. You know, I have to gather my steps, four or five steps. But before, you know, we never even thought about it. We just jumped up and did it.
Yeah, that's the thing. When I talk to Dion, when I talk to Hester, they always say that's their knees are what, you know, they quit playing because they just, you know.
Yeah, my knees are fine. Yeah. But you know, I kept training and everything after
you're boxing and everything.
I was boxing and everything, so that's probably why.
No, you look in great shape.
Thank you, I
appreciate
it.
And have a good outing today, and thank you again for all you do for the Cunningham Children's Home.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Brian. I appreciate everybody having us, and it's good to be back home.
Yeah, well, if you come to a basketball game, make sure you stop by and say hi.
Well, I definitely will.
All right, that's Kendall Gill, Charlotte Jolly. They've got the Kendall Gill Golf Outing benefiting the Cunningham Children's Home. Coming up this afternoon. 10:29, we'll take a quick break, Blake. Come back, and we'll have Tim Dittman with the news in a moment.
A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart continues on News Talk 1400 WDWS.
Penny for Your Thoughts here on this Monday. Well, we've had a busy day here, huh, with all the folks coming through. We've got Erica Harold. We had her in the first hour. Running for Attorney General, everybody knows her, and everybody knows Kendall Gill. And Kendall, of course, part of the Flying Illini. He looks great, let me tell you. a guy that is just 50 years old. He's in great shape. He's taking care of his body for sure. And I guess all the boxing training probably paid off too. And when it's often a cliche when you say, man, he looks like he could still play. He could. So he looks great. Anyway, good to see him, and good to have Charlon with us as well from the Cunningham Children's Home. Hope you'll help out with that. 337-9071 is the phone number. They've got the golf outing down in Savoy today at the Orange Course. Hey, now that your corn is knee-high, what are you talking about? It's like 8 feet high. What's next? Grow your farm forward with help from Busey Ag Services and Farm Brokerage. They provide a full range of products and services to meet your agricultural needs. Whether you need a loan for production expenses or to purchase land and equipment, Busey provides lending solutions. Their real estate brokerage firm can assist with the sale or purchase of properties, market analysis, and market studies. They also provide farm management, rural appraisals, and agricultural consultations. Busey's a name you can trust. Their roots run deep, serving farmers for nearly 150 years at the very start of the ag industry in Illinois. 90,000-plus acres under management, a nine-member team with more than 130 years of combined experience. Benefit from their wealth of expertise. Attend the Farm Landowners Workshop Tuesday, August 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Champaign County Farm Bureau in Champaign. Visit Busey.com or call 217-351-2744, 351-2744 to reserve your seat. Partner with a team whose roots run deep. Get it? Roots run deep. Busey Ag Services and Farm Brokerage teams have the resources you need to grow forward. And again, call 1-800-67-BUSEY or visit Busey.com today. Text in on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, says Kendall Gill. What a great person. He makes me proud. That is from Rick. All right, open line time here the rest of this hour. Whatever's on your mind today. Big Supreme Court announcement coming up this evening. Of course, that's headlining. I'm still amazed by all the work they're doing in that cave over in Thailand. I don't know if you've seen the animation they've done to kind of describe what's going on or how they're rescuing them and how they're underwater for a certain amount of time. They've got scuba gear to get them through a tight spot underwater and then out somehow through that cave. I don't know how they're doing it, but they've got eight, I guess, of the 13 people out, eight of the 12 kids and the coach. So now there's five left. That certainly has been a huge international story across the seas over there in Thailand. And again, the president will make his announcement tonight on his Supreme Court nominee. We'll have that for you live here on the radio at 8 o'clock on News Talk 1400 DWS. Open line tomorrow on the money at 10 tomorrow. On Tuesday, we'll have an open line as for now on Wednesday, depending on what happens here with all of the Supreme Court talk. I'm going to do the first hour. Scott Beatty will do the second hour because I've got to go speak to a group of young people at a camp at Lincoln Hall on the U of I campus. So Scott will sit in the second hour. Mark Chagnon joins me on Thursday, and we'll see what else we come up with along the way here on Penny for Your Thoughts. We are at 1037, 82 degrees. Let's take a break. Back with more. Your phone calls, emails, and texts coming up here in a moment. Ryan Barnhart back on Penny for Your Thoughts, 356-9397 here on this July the 9th already. And we're going to be at the Big Ten Media Days, by the way, 2 weeks from tomorrow. We'll have our stations and News Gazette Media will have a presence, I believe, on 2 weeks from tonight, on Monday night, the first day of the Big Ten Media Day. Tuesday, they divide it up into 2 days now. Used to be a couple of days, but they did all the coaches back when we had 11 coaches. They would do them all on the same day as far as their press presentation, their opening remarks, and the players and coaches are available, the different things, they farmed them out. Well, then when the league got to be 14, they divided it up into 2 days. Illinois' day is 2 weeks from tomorrow, on Tuesday, the 24th. But half the teams will be up there on Monday and the other half on Tuesday. We'll do Penny for Your Thoughts live from Chicago 2 weeks from tomorrow up there, so we'll look forward to that. And then, of course, football practice will be starting, and then the season, and Kent State, and we'll be on our way to into the fall and winter months here on DWS. Glad you're with us today, wherever you might be listening. A sunny day, very warm, a high around 90. I think yesterday we got to 84. What a great weekend weather-wise to get out and about. That was like a small window of opportunity, right? I kept thinking on Saturday in particular, it was like Southern California. That's what it felt like. And that's why people live out there, I guess. But we got a little window of it anyway where it was sunny but pleasant. 10:41, and we're at 82 degrees currently here in Champaign-Urbana. Some of the local news that our newsroom's been covering, a fixture in Gifford who provided comfort food for many years, including after the 2013 tornado, being fondly remembered. 59-year-old Lauren Schluter of Armstrong died in a crash near Flatville over the weekend. They believe he ran a stop sign at a rural intersection, collided with a pickup truck. He was best known as the operator of Bibb's Country Restaurant in Gifford. And after a tornado struck the town in 2013, Schluter kept people full as they worked to pick up the pieces. You can go to WDWS.com for more memories of him. Also, certain Urbana police officers would be due two pay raises under a union contract up for council approval tonight. The deal, retroactive to July of last year, runs until July of 2020. Says police union employees would be due a 2% pay increase in each year of the contract. Police sergeants would also get a $1,000 per year raise. The contract also broadens the rules related to time off for the death of a loved one. It also says if an officer trades a shift with another, then can't make that shift due to illness or injury, they will be docked sick time. Also tonight, the council could put in motion a plan to give people with disabilities another housing option. Council will vote on an agreement with the Housing Authority of Champaign County to apply for state money for the project. The plan to build up to 24 one-story cottage-style units at 1606 East Colorado. Housing Authority money and private money would also fund that project. Urbana City Council meets tonight at 7 at the city building. And much of the Unit 4 facilities' attention has been focused on Central High and Burnham Mansion, but the school board tonight will vote on a land swap that would foster expansion of Franklin Middle School. The school district would demolish a home at 711 Sherwood, then swap that property with a vacant lot next door at 709 Sherwood. The city plans to build a Habitat for Humanity home at 711 Sherwood, and Unit 4 could use 709 Sherwood for future expansion of Franklin Middle School. The Unit 4 School Board meets tonight at 5:30. So that's some of the local headlines here. 356-9397 is how you can join us. On the phone lines, you can text us. Castle Heating and Cooling text line 351-5357. We're at 10:44 here at DWS. Came across a couple of interesting little items here. I don't know what you think about these. Lawmakers in Argentina have passed legislation that would make every citizen over 18 an organ donor by default, requiring anyone who doesn't want to have to opt out. In other words, you'd be in automatically unless you opt out. The bill was passed unanimously by both the upper and lower houses of Congress in Argentina, now headed to the country's president to sign. The legislation is known as the Justina Law, after a 12-year-old girl who died while waiting for a heart transplant. Out of Argentina's 44 million people, only 287 became organ donors this year, while over 7,700 people were waiting for organ donations. France and the Netherlands have similar laws that automatically make their citizens organ donors. Of course, right now you can voluntarily do it. You can do it on the back of your driver's license. You check all that. I know Jesse White has been, talking about that for many, many years. But it's interesting. Basically, in Argentina and France and the Netherlands already have it. You would be signed up to donate your organs unless you opt out. I don't know what you think of that. But that is an interesting idea that is happening down in Argentina. Hey, Corey Swanson's a hands-on owner, meaning he works on almost every job with the crew. And we're talking about Swanson Roofing, the roofing dog. He's hands-on. He's local. He graduated from Rantoul High School and the University of Illinois. The roofing dog crew that he's put together is comprised of roofing professionals certified in roof installation, and they guarantee their workmanship for the lifetime of the roof, and the materials they use are guaranteed for 50 years. And Swanson Roofing takes responsibility and ownership of every past customer, and that is a cornerstone of their business. They'll also help you with small repairs and help you save your roof, even if Swanson Roofing did not do the roof. They're happy to come out and fix any problem. So don't worry about that. If you think, well, gee, I'm embarrassed, I had somebody else do it, and I don't know what to do, well, Swanson Roofing can do that for you. It's one of our sponsors. We're proud to recommend them. A free estimate, 217-355-ROOF, 217-355-7663, or visit theroofingdog.com. All right, got a text in on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line. Hi, Brian, will you play excerpts from Big Ten Media Day? I'd like to know what Lovie Smith will say about the upcoming season. Also like to know what Urban Meyer will say about the Buckeyes. Well, we'll see what we can do. We may, I think when we're up there, they may be live at the podium anyway. We can probably pick up some of what they say, depending on the timing. But you'll hear it between the News Gazette sports page with Steve Kelly and Matt Daniels and Scott Ritchie and those guys covering it on Monday. Scott Beatty, I think, will be up there with me on Tuesday. We'll be doing the Penny Show, 9 to 11. We'll have all kinds of things for you in relation to that. So, yeah, we'll have it covered for you up there coming up in a couple of weeks. 356-9397 is how you join us on the phone. We appreciate Erica Harold coming by in that first hour running for Attorney General. And then, of course, Kendall Gill, the Kendall Gill golf outing today at the U of I Orange Course. And, boy, you talk about two young people. Now, Kendall just turned 50. He's still young, right? But we talk about folks that have made use the opportunities they've received here in at the University of Illinois or in Champaign-Urbana, and then gone on to big things and Miss America and played in the NBA and then giving back to their community the way they do or giving back to their state. It's just very, very, you know, a lot of fun to talk to people like that, and they're very accomplished and very proud of what they do, and I know you feel that same way. Let's go to Joe in St. Joseph.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning.
I wanted to call in for a while, but it's always been busy.
Well.
A couple of points I want to make. First of all, regarding President Trump's pick for the Supreme Court tonight, Democrats have been saying that, well, he don't have a right to pick because he's under investigation. Well, considering the fact that this investigation is being led by Cotton Mueller and his band of Democrat witch hunters using fabricated evidence to come up with it, I don't think that really holds any water.
Well, you know that's second all. Point, you know that's a political game, right?
Of course, it is, and just like this whole investigation is, it's all political.
Yeah, well, because I was telling people I've read a book back when Nixon, Spiro Agnew resigned, and he was looking to replace him. And the talk at that time was, well, Nixon shouldn't be allowed to appoint his vice president or nominate someone to be vice president because he's under investigation at the time. So these things go in cycles. I mean, it's the same, you know, and both sides have done it. But in this case, it's political, yes.
Well, exactly. And that's one of the things I just hate so much about politics is how these type of things get so twisted. I mean, they don't care about the people. It's all political game. Anyway, the second point I wanted to make today was concerning the illegal immigration. All of these South American people are coming through Mexico, and Mexico is aiding in the invasion of this country by allowing them to do that. I don't understand why the Republican Party and Trump don't slap some sanctions on Mexico as long as they're allowing this to occur. That's one way they could possibly put a stop to this. Of course, they want all the Mexicans to come in here if they can to send money back to the country, which their countries are impoverished, and I understand that. But we've got to have borders, and we've got to have control of borders, and why this is allowing them to happen, I don't understand.
Yeah. Well, I wonder, I have to do some reading on this, but I'm wondering how much of Mexico's issues are tied in, which they are. They're tied in. I just wonder how much with the drug cartels and everything else that's going on, the drug kingpins, if you will, you know, and their control of certain areas of the border near the U.S. I just wonder, you know, if they're impotent, or what, you know, they can't, can they not do anything, or are they in a tough spot in that regard too?
Well, I suspect that's part of the biggest part of the problem is the drug cartels down there. I'm not sure who's really running the country down there now, whether it's them or the so-called elected government.
Yeah.
And
well, that's kind of what I wonder sometimes. But hey, Joe, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yep, good to hear from you. A quick break. Back with more. Penny for your thoughts.
Get caught up on the latest local news, sports, and weather on the DWS News Hour presented by ABC Heating and Air. Join us this afternoon at 4 here on News Talk 1400.
Penny for your thoughts continues on this Monday. Back to the phones. Joe in Urbana. Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm very good. I'm just surprised that you agreed with your last caller on this witch hunt.
On the witch hunt?
Yeah, because it was set up by Republicans. And it was the Republican Attorney General, and there's more Republicans on Mueller's team than there is Democrats, and you guys got it twisted. There's 16 indictments and 5 almost guilty verdicts right now, and I don't understand why you don't think this is a worthy cause. And the Senate just said, yes, the Russians did messed with the last election in favor of Trump. Did you read that?
Yeah, I did. I've seen all that. Now, the House said the opposite, right?
Yeah, the House had no Democrats on the committee, and they only met with 4 Republicans, and they didn't cover all the bases. Let's go have a cup of coffee and give a verdict. Mm-hmm. The Senate did their work. The Senate had more people in. They had longer study times. They took the advice of our good, intelligent agencies, no matter what is said by certain people. Them people have got good backgrounds. They're not fly-by-night people, and they're not up there just for a cup of coffee.
So
I've worked with a couple, guys. Never mind, but I'm surprised to hear that come from this radio station. This is a serious event. This is not just a political walk in the park. This isn't over yet, so we shouldn't treat it as a joke.
Well, do you think there's evidence of collusion?
I don't know what they know. Do you know what they know?
No, I don't know what they know either. But what I'm saying is. Until they come up with some evidence, I mean, yeah, they're working on it. I think they're serious-minded. There's a lot of it.
What's 16 indictments for? Do you think they're going to have 16 indictments against people that they're going to get slapped in the face and look silly? This is serious.
Well, we're going to find out. I mean, but how many of them, a lot of it's going to be, what, lying under oath or this or that?
Why do you lie under oath? Because you don't want to tell the truth.
Well, I just I'm not saying it's a witch hunt. I'm just saying that, hey.
Agreed with the other guy. You agreed.
What I'm saying is that there's a lot of politics in all of this. Are you saying there's no politics in any of it?
Well, they're all politicians. Well,
that's my point.
Why would a Senate? Why would a Senate investigation committee not play politics and agree with the Republican House? They did their work.
So the Senate wasn't political, but the House was.
No, I say they did their work.
Oh, okay. Hey, Joe, I got to run, but hey, thanks for your call. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Yep. We'll take a break. Back in a moment. All right, back on Penny for your thoughts, 356-9397, as always, is the phone number. We're approaching 11 o'clock, so we're out of time for any more calls or emails or texts. And want to remind you that tomorrow morning we'll have an open line, probably a lot of discussion about the Supreme Court nominee. You can hear that tonight at 8 here on the radio on DWS and on the money in the second hour at 10. Thanks to Erica Harold and Kendall Gill for being with us. Thank you to all of you for listening on WDWS Champaign-Urbana.